Today's daf is daf Gimel. We got a few lines down. The Gemara is talking about why paskin ein onus begidden. That person makes a certain stipulation. If I don't come back within 12 months, let it be a get. He tries to come back, but something prevents him. There's some onus. We don't say that the onus gets him to undo the get. The get won't be chal because there's going to be a concern because the tsnuim, the prutsim, are going to assume certain things, and either the tsnuim are going to assume maybe he's really onus, he's trying to come back, and she'll they end up saying guna and won't let the get be chal. And the prutsim is going to say, oh, he's probably not onus. He probably doesn't want to come back when there really is onus, and she's going to go ahead and get married, and he's going to show up and says, what's going on here? I was onus. It shouldn't have been a get. So therefore, Rava said there should never be any case of onus when the whenever the stipulation is met. If he doesn't show up, it's a get regardless of why he was held back. So the Gemara asks now, four lines down, Umi ikamide de mederaisa lo havi get. Umishim tsnus, umishim prutas, sharin, and ashes ish lama. Doesn't make any sense. The guy is trying to come back and something's preventing him. He's an onus. So mideraisa, we always say onus rachmana patre. Onus always prevents the onus, exempts something. Onus prevents something from happening. So mideraisa, it should not be a good get. So Rava could come along and say, oh, no, we're not going to acknowledge the onus. It's going to be a good get. So they're permitting what was she's really should be still married. She's Eshadish. But Rava says, nope, we're going to let the get be chal and she's going to be mutter to marry somebody else. How could they be ochre and Isser deraisa? So says the Gemara, in, we do find such a concept that Chachamim can be ochre davar min haTorah. Says the Gemara, in, kol de mekadesh adaita de rabbanan mekadesh. So whenever a person gets married, they always get married on the das, the consent of the chachamim. Vafkin rabbanon lekidushay minay. So since when a chassan kal get married, you say we're getting married with the consent of the chachamim. So chachamim have the real control. What's going to go on? So chachamim could come along and say, you know what? We're actually going to change your mind. We're not going to allow your marriage to be a good marriage.
So this is a scum up.
Yes, exactly. So since they have that ability, since everyone gets married on das of chachamim, and just look at Tosos for 1 second. Tosos says a small one, adaita de rabbanu makadish, and lachain says Tosos omrim b'shas kedushin kedas Moshe v'Israel. That's why when a man gets married, places the ring on their finger, he says hariyak kedesh melibik tasu kedas Moshe v'Israel. However, Moshe v'Israel, however the chachamim see. So therefore, Chachamim say, wait a second, there's going to be an issue here. The Gittin and the Onus and the Prutus and the Tsnos, they're able to come in and say, we're going to remove that Kedushin entirely. So they have such an ability to do that by Kedushin. So it says the Gemara, Amar Le Ravina, Le Ravashi, Tinach Kadish Bekasva. So I understand when they get married through Kesef Kedushin, that makes sense. So look at Rashi. Actually, Rashi doesn't really explain this. Tosos does, though. But when it comes, we'll get to Tosas in a moment. But Bibia Ma'ikla Member. But what about Bia? So, it's a funny Rashi doesn't explain this. But look at Tosas for a second. Tosas explains that Tinach de Kadesh Bekaspa. I understand when they get married through Kesef Kedushin, he gives her her ring. De Hefker, based in Hefker, says Tosas. V'havim Mos, Matana. So Basin is able to come in, and they can be mafker anything they want. So they, in essence, are saying what that ring that the man gave her, even though he thought it was his, Basin stepped in and said, no, that ring is going to be hefker. It wasn't owned by him. And for Kesef Kedushin to be chal, it has to be owned by the chasan. I have to own it, and you have to give it over to her.
If it was, meaning they cannot make up. If it's really his, they cannot say it wasn't his.
They can be mafker anyone's property. They have the ability. They could go to your house and say it's not yours, David. You, not yours. They could do that. So, and one of the questions they ask, the Masada Kedushin asks. Sometimes they ask it under the chuppah. Sometimes they ask it on the microphone under the chuppah. Did you buy this with your own money? And sometimes the chassan says no, and it becomes problematic. Then you have to just somehow transfer it over, just
they
acquire.
They don't know the answer before they ask.
some people don't know.
Yeah, you think that if they're going to ask in the microphone, I always assume that they must have prepped the guy
right
for the right answer.
So sometimes, depending how well prepared the Masada Kedushin is. And then the best is when the father says, wait a second, where's the ring? And he runs down the aisle and starts searching for it and comes back, oh, I found the ring. So, but he has to own it. So when Basin says it wasn't his, we're being mafkir, that ring, so it was never his to give in the first place, it wasn't a good Kedushin. That's how they could step in and undo that. So what they're basically, so Rashi goes on to say now, rather Tosfos. Umimela, Tosfos continues, Yehei kol bilos of znus. So all the bilos that they had from that time period, from now and all the way back to when they initially thought they got married, those are all bilos znus. But bebia, Michael Mamer, Eich yafkiu bia shokedushin, says Tosfos. How are they able to uproot a bia? the Chasan Kala had Bia L'Shem Kedushin. How? What right do they have to come in? No, no, that wasn't a Bia L'Shem Kedushin. They have rights over money. They don't have rights over people's relationships. So back to the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, Mike LeMaymar, Shav Yerubanan L'Bi'ila So B'Lesnas. Chachamim still have such an ability to declare that all the Bia that they had is going to be viewed as a B'Lesnas and not as a B'Les Mitzvah. So Rashi explained, there's a long, long Rashi here. Says Rashi, Shavya Rabbanon Libilaso, Limafreya Ayide get Shumidivrayan Bilasnus. This get that was just brought. Now we're going to talk about the case of an onus. The guy tries coming back and something prevents him. Chum say we don't want there to be confusion. Since he did not come back, I don't care why not, it's gonna be a good get. Now this get only is effective on a Durabanon level. But this, since it's Durabanon level, the Chum are able to come along and say, V'yesh Rashi says, Yesh Bem Koach Lasos Kein Charehu Talabahen. Since Chasan and Kala get married on the Das of Chachamim, Chum are able to declare that the Bia, what they thought was a B.S. Mitzvah, is actually going to be considered a B.S. Nus.
The Bia was while they were married.
Well, no.
The get didn't have any effect yet, only from now on, that Nai was...
Right, no, so the Chum are saying Limafreya, we're going back to say the initial, there are three ways to get married initially, Kedushin, there's Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. So the initial marriage, under the Chuppah, when he gave the Kesef, they're saying that was Hefker, wasn't his. Let's say they went for the, wanted to get married through Bia, no Kesef, just Bia, which by the way, the Gemara Yavama says you can't. No, you're right. So the Chum are saying... No, it's because...
He's married, and he said, listen, I'm going away with Nai if I'm not coming back
correct.
In 12 months. I mean, I'm going to give you a get. So whatever he did until now, everything is fine.
Right, but now Chamim, they wanted the get to be Chal now, because there's so much confusion with the onus. They want there to be get, but it's not really get Midaraisa, so what could they do? So they basically went to back to the beginning when they first got married.
So they can do that.
And said, that beer you had, we are going
to
view that
in
as beer as nus.
Exactly.
It'll be 12 years later.
Yeah.
It's mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Think of the action packed, all the fighting, all right? So now let's continue reading in Rashi, because there's a very important Rashi here. In the same Rashi we're looking in, Rashi writes, Shemati Korabosai. I heard from all my Rabbanim, Mifarshin, that they would explain that Kaddish Bekaspa di Kiddushe di Rabbaninu. Kesef Kiddushin, says Rashi, according to his Rebbeim, was only only Chal Midi Rabbanan. That's what they held. And says Rashi, Yef Shalom Arkein, you cannot say that Kesef Kiddushin is only Midi Rabbanan. Why? Firstly, Chadad di Gzeir Shavahi Kicha Kicha Misa de Ephron. The first page of Kiddushin. So it's a Gzer Shava that Kesef Kedushin works. So the Gzer Shava is from Pesukim in the Torah, so it certainly has a Din Deraisa. The Chol HaLamid Gzer Shava, says Rashi, Kemo Shekasa Befura, Shiluchol Davar. Anything that's a Gzer Shava, we view it as if it's written explicitly in the Torah, has a Din Deraisa. Ode, says Rashi, E Derbanan, and if it's only Derbanan, Heyach Soklin Al Yadan, how could it create Skila? That means they're not really married on a Deraisa level. And if she's Mizana with another man, they shouldn't get Skila. So it must be that there is a Deraisa Kedushin through Kesef. Umevin Chulin Lazar Ashkagasin. And let's say there's a shogeg and they have to bring a carbon because of the marriage. She didn't know she was with another man. She thought it was her husband. She has to bring a carbon and a shogeg. How could you bring a carbon Chulin Lazar if there's not really a din derais in the first place? Okay. So therefore, exactly. Therefore, Rashi, this very, very famous Rashi. Rashi writes, therefore, that it's Kesef, Kedushin is deraisa. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Ishos that Kesef, Kedushin is midivrei sofrim. Now, the word divrei sofrim in the Rambam is very, very tricky. Depending on the context, my Rebbe Rav Rosenthal used to say, divrei sofrim is not derais, it's not derabanan. Depending on the context, it takes on a different form. So sometimes it could work as derais, sometimes it could work as a derabanan. It seemed to be an extension of whatever the basis was. So I think he explained that since Kedushin is deraisa, so when he calls Kesef Kedushin midivrei sofrim, it's basically just working off the Kesef Kedushin, working off Kedushin deraisa. So in that context, it takes on a din deraisa. But let's say it's a different application. They use divrei sofrim in a different context. if the source is Midrabanan, and then the Rambam says, oh, and this application is Divrei Sofrim, in that case, Divrei Sofrim would be an extension of a Din Derbanan, something like that. It's a bit tricky. There's a Kesef Mishnah about this. I think there's a Rabbeinu Avram ben Harambam. The Rambam's son had a bunch of tshuvos. I think he weighs in what he thinks about Kesef Kedushim. So it's a big discussion, but this Rashi is very, very important for that sugya of Kesef Kedushim being Deraisa Derbanan. Okay.
What is Halacha?
How you paskin? I don't know. Okay, now let's go back to that Tosfos for a second that we were reading before. Tinach de Kaddish Bekaspa. He asks an interesting question. Let's go back to the top of that Tosfos one more time. The Hefker based in Hefker. They have the ability to be mafkir a person's money. And the money simply that he gave to her was simply a matana, but it wasn't ever viewed as it being a Kesef Kedushin. Umimela, from that, what turns out is you hate kol bi'ilos of znus. All the bias that they had from now until before is going to be bias nus. But Kaddish for bia ma'ikla meimer, if they get kedushin for bia, what are they able to say? Eich yafkiu bia shal kedushin. Tosfos explains the question. Vafilu l'man damar b'isha rabba. Even in the opinion in the parak called isha rabba, we saw this in Yivamos. D'yesh kor l'chachamim lakor tevar min haTorah. So what's the question here? Didn't we see a few places, I spoke about this at the seam the other night, that the chacham had the ability lakor tevar min haTorah? They could uproot dinei Torah. So why is there any greater problem here than that we had in the Gemara Yivamos? They are able to oka davar min haTorah. So Tosfos writes a very important distinction. Hainu, when can they be oker davar min haTorah? Hainu k'gon deleka aveira k'yahi d'isha rabba d'hadar l'tivla. Whatever the context is there, where there's no aveira, there's no consequence. No one's violating aveiras. Aval heicha d'ika aveira t'mikudesh yisi b'biya ma'ik l'meimar. But in this case, when they're oker davar min haTorah, when they're uprooting the biya, they're saying all the bias that they had was a bias nus. They're making the chas and kala violate averas, which is absolutely crazy. So how could you apply the din there? So mishani, that's what the Gemara answer says. Tosfos shavir banan bilasa bilas nus ve'ein kan kedushim. They're not being okra davar min haTorah. What they're doing is they're retroactively making the kedushim in the first place not a good kedushim. It's not being okra.
So that's not.
Well, it happens to be, but when it comes to okra davar min haTorah, they can't do that if it results in avera. That they can't do. But this is not being okra davar min haTorah. This is just going back to point one, point zero, and saying that was never kedusha in the first place. Okay. Now the Gemara writes ikadamri. The Gemara has an ikadamri, a different version of the discussion of ein onus begin. Up until now, we've been under the assumptions that ein onus begin. The Gemara is going to take an about face. Ikadamri, others say that amar rava v'chein le'inin gittin. The same holds true for gittin. Alma kasava rava yesh onus begin. That means if the husband tries coming back within the 12 months and there's something preventing him, there's an onus, the boat isn't coming, the river's overflowing, will not be a good gittin because we do apply onus. So Gemara is going to ask all the questions we saw earlier. Before we brought all the questions yesterday's daf as rayas, now we're bringing all these as questions and the Gemara is going to respond. Mesivet. Hareza gitech, he says to his wife, this is your get, im labasi mikan vad shnema sachovdesh. If I don't show up in 12 months, this is your get, you're free to go. Umeis, but he dies, besoch shnema sachovdesh, within the 12 months, ain't no get, it's not a good get, because ain't get la chamisa. So the Gemara is medaik, meis hu de ain't no get, only if he dies, it's not a good get. But we're going to infer from this, hachala hareza get, but if he's sick, it will be a good get. But why? Didn't we just say in this version that there is onus begin? He should, if there's onus, if he's chal, he's sick, he should not be a good get. No, it's true that even if he was sick, it also wouldn't be a good get. He says, I'm coming back. Okay, it's not a good get. So why does the Mishnah only say a case of Misa? The reason why it emphasized Misa is the ein get lacha Misa, to tell me the chiddush that you cannot give a get after the death. If a person makes a stipulation to give a get and he ends up dying before the get is chal, you can't give the get. Or says that klal of ein get lacha Misa, we already know that. Hotana la reisha, we have that from the beginning of the Mishnah. Or says no, dumma lafuke midir Rabboseinu, maybe it's coming to exclude the opinion of Rabboseinu. Rabboseinu was the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who held that if you wrote in the star, this is mine when you write it. He wrote January 1st, but it's not going to be chal until December 31st. So Rabbi Hosseini, Rabbi Yossi thought that since it says January 1st on it, it's going to be chal already May Achshav. So even if he dies later on May 31st, for example, it will be good since it was written already on January 1st beforehand. So we say not true. If he intended on it being chal December 31st, then it's all about December 31st. And if he died before December 31st, it won't be good, even though it's written on January 1st. So that's why we emphasize both in the Reisha and the Sefer, Ein Gelach Hamisa, in general, we don't hold that way. And even when you write the date of the writing on it, it will also not be chal. He dies before the December 31st stipulation.
So she will be
Aguna? She will be, no, she'll be zakuk to her. She'll be almana, exactly. And if she has brother-in-law, she'll be zakuk liyavim. Tashma. The Gemara brings a raya now. Me'achshav, if he says to his wife, from now, the get will be chal now, im lo basi mikan vad shem asar chodesh. If I don't come from 12 months, then retroactively the get was already chal on January 1st. And umesi dies in the interim, besoch shem asar chodesh, before the 12 months deadline, I raise a get. It's a good get. Because it's not get lachamisa. The get was already chal from the beginning, from January 1st. So my love is not the case. Hu adin lachala, even if he got sick, it would be a good get also. And we don't say onus begidin. Because if it's onus, he says, I'm really, really coming back. I'm coming. I'm in the way. Something got in the way. Nope. We say, even if he gets sick, it's going to be a good get. We don't say onus begidin, isn't it? So it's a question. So the Gemara says, lo, meis dafka, only in the case of meis, only if he dies, to lo nichale to tipo kami yavam, that he wants his wife to not be stuck to one of his brothers. That's why he wants it to be chal from January 1st. But only by misa. But when it comes to him being sick, he doesn't want it to be chal from day one. Mar brings another raya, Tashma, Mehahu, from the story Da'amar Lahu. He said to them, he says to, I guess, Edim, or the Basin, Ilo asina mikan va'ad shloshim yom. If I don't return within 30 days, Lehave Gita, let this be a get for my wife. Asa besof shloshim yom. He comes after 30 days expire. Upaskim avra, or I guess towards the end of the 30 days, and there's a river in the way. He can't get across the river. There's no boat. The bridge is broken. It's flooding. Something's along the way. Va'amar Lahu, he says to them, Chazadasi, Chazadasi, he's sending text messages. I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. We don't care. Amar Shmuel, lo shmei masya, that's not considered coming back. You have to show up. So we see that onus does not apply to Gidden. The Gemara says, no, onsa de shchiach shiny, when it comes to a common onus, an expected onus, that's different. Since this was expected, it was very common for the rivers to overflow, for the boats not to be available, he should have expected this, and since he should have expected this, he should have articulated this in the get, and since he did not, he loses out. When it comes to an unexpected onus, a tornado, an earthquake, so then he can't expect that to come. So in such a case, we would say onus begin, and if he tries to come back and the earthquake separates the grounds, he can't jump over the cliff, so then we would say it's not a good get because yesh onus begin according to this igadamer.
So, ain onus begin or yesh onus
begin. Ah, very good. So look at Tosfos, diber maschil igadamer. See that Tosfos? It's a big Tosfos.
Yeah.
We'll just read the first line there. He writes, psak, pasak rabbeinu chananel, kalishna kama, the first version, which is de ain onus begin. He goes on to bring a rai from the Gemara in Gidden. I'm looking through it to see if anybody else argues. I'm guessing somebody else is going to argue on this. Shulchan Aruch Paschim says that there ain't onus begin.
Right, but there are exceptions.
Okay, there's actually, of course, actually on the bottom of this Tosfos, if you look two wide lines down on Tosfos. I'm not sure which word you're saying.
You said two wide lines down.
Yeah.
Oh, the Rava.
Yeah, the Rava. Go towards the end of that line, the Omeri in Rashi Tevas. Omeri. Omeri says the Shlosha in Yone Ones Hain. There are three types of onus, very important klal. One, the onus de lo shchiach klal. There's some onus that's not expected at all. Kahi demisha achsu. So there's someone who it's referring to, I think, the parak in Gittin, maybe. Someone who's overtaken by a boldness, I think it's referring to, some type of disease. Afilu lishna kama derava dehacha yesh ones. Delo shaya chasam lesakein mishim tsnuas mishim trutos. Interesting. Now, even Rava, who holds ain ones begin, if it's such an uncommon onus, you know, there's a typhoon, then he'll agree, that's an onus, he's willing to say, will apply to Gittin. So even he has a limitation. Where he's going to say, "The la'olam lo savrit tsnuos the nafal of habayis of shehich shunachash kinglosh sichakal." So the tsnuos are not going to be so crazy if he hears that the house fell or bitten by a snake. Some really wild situations. So even then, the rabbi will agree that it was never instituted this whole takana for that purpose. Umishim prutas nami lek lemechash. Also for the prutas, we're not concerned. Came the lo shiach shiasa came. We're not. That's how common they're going to do this. That's number one. Second type of onus is onus the shchiach, a very common onus, kigon hahu de paskim avra, where the river wasn't able to cross. Even the opinion that thinks there's no onus, you have to stipulate it. About onus to shchiach l'shchiach, but then there's that middle type of onus, which is somewhat common. I'm not sure percentages. So then, that's where the machlokas is, says Reed. They're arguing about a middle type of onus. And that, the Gemara concludes, Hilchasa Kalishna Kama, the Rava Kiddi Breshana. Like I explained above, we pass like the first man Amr, ain't onus begin. So that's how Tosu lays it out there. The three types of onsen, and the machlokas and two ikadamis is the middle onus. But the extreme onsen, they're both in agreement. Okay, back to the Gemara now, the bottom of Gimel Amun Aleph. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. So Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak goes back to the Mishnah and says, Lo Shanu Elamitakanas Ezra Ve'elach She'ain based in Kavun Ela B'Sheni V'Chamish. This whole discussion of getting married on Wednesday is only where they lived in a place that they would sit on a Monday and a Thursday. Aval, in a situation where Bekodem Takanas Ezra, before Ezra, Shabbat Dinam Kavun V'Chol Yom, where they would sit every single day at Din Torah, then Isha Nisis B'Chol Yom. So everyone is able to, you could get married any day of the week you want. So wait a second. Kodem Takanas Ezra Ma'ay Da'ava Hava. What do you mean? We don't care what happened before Tekanas Ezra. Nowadays, we have a system of sitting on Monday and Thursdays only. So why is the Gemara talking about something that's history, that no longer applies? We only talk about Halacha L'maisa. Ma'ad Ha'ba Ha'ba. What?
Even today, Monday and Thursday, it is.
No, so that Gemara basically answers, no, Hachi Kamar. Ika bat edinim dekvun hidna ki golem Tekanas Ezra, then Isha Nisit b'chol yom. If there were to be, after Tekanas Ezra, a such a bezdin that sits in every single day, like before the times of Ezra, then you could go back to being allowing marriage to take place in any single day. Nowadays, yeah, Bati Dinam don't sit Monday, Thursdays only. They sit any day you need.
Which I won't recommend.
To have Bati Dinam every single day?
No. To go to bed.
To at all? Yeah. You've had bad experience. Okay. There's a Tosfos down here. Okay, actually, let's skip that Tosfos. So now the Gemara asks on the bottom, the very last line, so how is it possible you could get married before Tekanas Ezra? And even nowadays, how is it possible to get married any single day? Habainin Shaktu, the Shaktu, don't you require Shaktu? And we saw Shaktu, Rashi explains, Habainin Shaktu, Sheyehei Tareach B'Sudish Lo Shiyamim. You have to have every nisu, and every suda has to have 3 days of preparation. So if they're going to get married on a Sunday or Monday or even a Tuesday, you're not going to have 3 days of preparation because one of them is going to be including Shabbos. Let's say you get married on Tuesday, so Shabbos is day one, and you only have Sunday, Monday to prepare. So you have a special halacha of shaktu, you need 3 days of preparation. So how could the Gemara say you're allowed to get married any given day?
7 to 8, 3 days preparation? Like
no.
Seven,
no. Nowadays you have months of preparation.
Ma?
Now we have months of preparation before wedding.
No. Before,
now we have refrigerators, we have freezers, we have all types of, we have big, machinery and ovens. What? No, no, I'm saying to prepare for the wedding, we don't need 3 days before, you don't need Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. You don't need to prepare on Shabbos. There's plenty of preparation that's done beforehand that can be frozen the day of. But this Tekana doesn't exist anymore. But anyways, at least in their world where they didn't have these types of appliances that we have, so don't you need 3 days to prepare? So you shouldn't be allowed to get married on a Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. The Gemara says, the tarich lo, no, it's a situation where Rashi explains the tarich lo, in tarich lefnei ha-shabbos, v'tikin tzorech ha-suda, kon tzabecha b'shabbos, or b'sheni b'shabbos. No, it was talking about a situation where all the preparations were made before Shabbos, and they had enough. It was a place that was cold, let's say, somewhere in Europe, so they had the outside to work with the refrigeration, everything stayed fine and fresh, or maybe it wasn't fresh, or they didn't care about it being fresh, but it was a situation where it was, in a chanami, they were Tarach Kvar, and they had the preparations. In such a situation, you can get married even on a Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. So the Gemara on the top of Amabez, he just caught up to us just in like 30 seconds right now. So says the Gemara, my shaktu.
That's
so
surprising you.
No, I'm just pointing it out so you guys know. So Tosa says, my shaktu, what does shaktu mean? So Tosa, and Rashi rather, on the top says, my shaktu, heichan shaninu shaktu dimakshinu lehacha. Where do we even find the concept of shaktu? Where does shaktu even come from? So Tos says the Gemara de Tanya. I'll tell you where. The Brisa says, Mipnei Ma Amru, Besula Nisesh the Amruvi. This is a Brisa, which is a slightly different version than our mission in the beginning. For what reason does a Besula get married on a Yom Ravi, on a Wednesday? She'im haya lo, Tainis Besulam, if he has some type of Taina, Besulam haya mashim lebezin, he'd go up to Basin the next morning, Betinase Be'echa lebezin. So the Gemara says, and since Besin sits on Thursday. So asks the Braisa, continuing, v'tinasa b'echa b'Shabbos. So he should also be able to get married on a Sunday. If he has tainis besulim Sunday night, hayamashkum lebezdin, he could go the next morning, Monday morning, to the bezdin, sits on Monday as well. So that the Braisa says, no, shoktu chachamim al takanis benos Yisrael. They made a special takana, sheyehe adam tarech besudah shlosh yamim, echa b'Shabbos, sheyne b'Shabbos, shlosh b'Shabbos. So they made a special takana that a husband is supposed to prepare for the Sudas Nisun 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and this way to get married on Wednesday. So then the Braisa goes on to another topic. Now we've already answered the question, that's the source of Shaktu. The Braisa continues to talk about other days of getting married. So let's say, Misakana Ve'elech, from the time of danger and on, and the Gemara will explain what the Sakana was, from the Sakana Ve'elech, Nahagu, they had the custom, the word Nahagu is very important. They had a Nahagu, they had a Minhag, Ha'am Lichnos Mashishi, so then they are allowed to get married on a Tuesday and lose one of the days of preparation. And Lo Micha B'Yadam, Chacham and the Chacham did not protest, they allowed this to take place. Again, we'll fill in the holes what exactly Sakana was. Then the Gemara says, Ubisheni, if they decide to get married on a Monday even, Lo Yichnos, one should not Lichachila get married on a Monday. Vim Machmas Ha'ones, but if it's because of an Ones, Mutter, one's allowed to. Okay, still we're going to explain all of this. Umafrishin esachasim sakala lele Shabbos tchila b'vnei shehu oseh chabura. And when it comes to a chasim kala who have not yet had beer rishona, we have to separate them from each other if it's Friday night, because being a pogay in the besulim is going to be making a chabura, which is a violation of an iser deraisa. The Gemara is going to explain, I think tomorrow's daf maybe, about the... Dafei, exactly the chabur. So we're going to have to hold off on a few of these inyanim. So the Gemara is going to go one by one analyzing this braisa. Firstly, my sakana. What's the sakana that we spoke of above that we said if there's a sakana, the chamim did allow the people to get married on a Tuesday. They did not protest this. My sakana. Elam, if you're going to say the sakana is as follows, the amri besula nisus the amri vi. If the government said anybody gets married on a Wednesday, Teharog, she's going to be killed. So then, Nagu? The Braisa said, from the Sakana and on, they had a Minog to get married on a Tuesday. So if it's a Sakana of the Pamash Pikuach Nefesh, why would it only be Nagu? It should be Lagamri Nyakre. It should be Oker. They should not allow anyone to get married on Wednesday. They should make everyone get married on Tuesday. Not just simply, it was a custom and the Chum didn't protest it. So it can't be a Sakana of Pikuach Nefesh.
I don't understand.
The word Takana means a danger. So I would, at first glance, think that a danger means that someone's in danger. That's pikuach nefesh, where the example was that the government said, anybody who gets married on a Wednesday, I'm going to kill you.
Okay.
So that's the example. So in that, working with that understanding right now, the Braisa said they had a custom, they nagu, during the times of the Sakana, they were noheg, they had a custom only to get married on Tuesday instead to avoid being killed.
Oh,
why would you have a minag? It should be a requirement to get married on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be Nagu. Nagu says, asks the Gemara, Ligamri Nakre, it should be entirely uprooted. You shouldn't be allowed to get married on Wednesday for the sake of Pikuach Nefesh. So the Sakana can't be that situation of it being, killing anybody who gets married on Wednesday. So Amar Rabba, Rabba explains, Damri Besula Hanises Biyom Harvi. That said that if a woman gets married on Wednesday, Tibal Lehegmon Tchila, she has to first have relations with the hegemon, the governor, whoever, what type of officer this is. That was the sakana. So asks Gemara, hi sakana onesu, that's not sakana, that's ones, that's rape. That's not danger. It's not a good thing, certainly not a good thing, but it's not sakana. So how's the Gemara calling it a sakana? Mishum dikat snuos dimasun of shai lukatla. Because it's snuos who are going to force, prevent this from happening, and they're going to fight it. The asun lide sakana, it's going to lead to danger. Again, the hegemon might kill her. So it was really a suffix sakana. It wasn't a vadai sakana, a suffix sakana. So then the Chachamim allowed those who wanted to be Nagu to get married on Tuesday instead of Wednesday. That's what the Braisa is referring to. So then Gemara says, wait a second. So why not just lijosh lehu d'onis, sharia? So why not just tell them, take it easy. We know this is uncomfortable. I don't know how you explain this to a woman, but this is the society we live in right now. We have no choice. Don't fight it, and this is onus, and an onus is still permitted to their husband. You're not doing anything wrong. There's no isser involved here, and you're still permitted to your husband, and try to teach them and give a shiurim about this, which I'm sure is an extremely difficult topic to discuss. I don't know how you say that to somebody, but halachically speaking, she's mutter to her husband, and don't endanger yourself. So the Gemara says,
no,
the
woman rights at the time.
What?
No woman rights at the time.
They did not have woman rights, correct. In certain places, they don't have here either.
This is all just to preserve the fact that I don't get the point of it. It's all to preserve the fact that they should remain married Wednesday night. And what's the whole point of getting married Wednesday night? So if there's a tightness psulim, they should go to the...
Right. The Gemara is going to ask this question. Where will ask this. So the Gemara says, so why not literally...
In her honor, you need 3 days.
You need 3 days.
3 days of preparation is in her honor, in a sense.
Right. So that this is like...
But to preserve that honor, we're willing to...
That's right.
To take the honor away. Right. To preserve the honor, to take that.
Right.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So that that's on more, but that's why they makel and change the days.
No, but that way the chum weren't changing the days. The people who didn't want to go through this experience, they on their own get married.
Oh, that's sakana in that sakana, you can get married on Tuesday.
It said nagu ha'am lichnos v'lo micho chum. The chum didn't protest. It didn't say the chum encouraged them.
So the chum didn't say anything.
Right. So the Gemara is going to address it. I don't think they're going to be as extreme as your question line of questioning, maybe Tosfos of the Rishonim will, but the Gemara is going to ask it in one line in just a moment. So before we get to that question, though, the Gemara asks, so again, Lijish Lahu, the Onashari, why not just teach them that in the case of Onas, they're permitted to stay married to their husband? So the Gemara says, because Ika Tsnuos, the Masun of Shai, Ika Prutos, they're Prutos, and they're going to say, oh, wait a second, let's just enjoy this and get Hana from this, and then it's no longer going to be considered Onas. And then they're going to be usher to their husbands. So there's a Rashi on this. Let's see. Rashi says, Ikaprutos, de'i makilin lehu. If we're makel, say, just take it easy and don't get, you know, so upset. Again, I don't know how one would say this to them. Of the Braton, they're going to do this willingly. And then the Nesaros al Balei, and then they're going to be usher to the husbands. So before I finish the line, I'm going to just point out, then we'll go through the Tosfos, that the Hagmon, the Chorah, the Hagmon, the governor, was not Jewish. So right now, the Gemara assumes that Bias Akum is going to ask her woman to her husband. So we're going to go through the Tosfos whether that's really true or not. So before we get to that Tosfos, there's one more line, and there's another reason why they didn't teach them that it's mutter, that if they're onus, it's mutter. Because Ika, again, first Prutos, Prutos are going to do it willingly, and Ika Nami Kohanos, they're also women Kohanim, women who are married to Kohanim, an Eishes Kohen. And the din is, if you look at Rashi, we know this already from Yevamos, Ika Nami Kohanos, Shinesaros al Balein, they will become usher to the husband af onus. Even if they're raped, they're going to be usher to the husband. Ve'inu masin hashalamisa, and they are going to fight against the hagmon. The Eishes Kohen shinensa asur lebayla lekaman perigdal yalfin ala. So for the purpose of the, you're not, even if you were to teach them that it's okay, it's not going to help the Eishes Kohen, because even Be'onah, she's going to be usher to her husband. So she's going to fight it really hard and bring herself to danger. So that was the sakana referring to. It's not a vaday danger, not a vaday sakana, but it's a suffix sakana. Let's take a pause for a second and go through this very, very well-known Tosfos. Tosfos writes, Dibur maschil lijish lahu de'onah sharin. So why not teach them that onus is shari, and this way no one is going to be in sakana. Tosfos asks, Vim tomar, v'ha aminam beperek bentar, mor the gemarts, and Hedron tells us, al kol averos yavra v'yarog, that every single avera person is allowed to violate except for these big three. So says, so what's Akasha here? So how can you tell them that it's mutter? Isn't this one of the arayos here? How can you say, don't worry, it's mutter? What do you mean? You're engaged, you're ready in a rusa to the husband. So you're not married yet, you're still engaged. There's an issa deraisa, it's arayos for you to be with another man. How can you permit them to do this? What do you mean? Lijush lehu l'shari. You could say it's mutter. Teretz Rabbeinu Tam.
Bonus.
What?
Bonus.
Even bonus. If a person put a gun to a person's head and said, listen, you be Megala Rios, or I'm going to kill you, you should be killed instead. Onus, that's...
Three.
Right. So, says Tosas, says Rabbeinu Tam, Teretz Rabbeinu Tam, d'ein chayav misa al bilas mitzri, which means any non-Jew. You're not chayav misa bilas mitzri.
Bonus.
But in any situation, even b'ratzon. Why?
Really?
It's not that it's mutter, it just doesn't asher one to the husband. It's asher, but it doesn't asher her.
But it's, you know, the Gilui Arayot is mitabi de shamayim.
But it's not Gilui Arayot. We'll see. Why not? Look at Tosos. Dirachmana afkere lezare. Torah was mafkir any of the children, any of the goyim, was mafkir them as not having any yichus, Dimitri. Dichsiv ramtim susmus ramtim. That's a pasuk Gemara Yevamos quotes. Umay serai de parech sofan. So you see from here that even though the Gemara is talking about the children of a Nachri is not considered their Yichas Miuchas children, Tosfos is also pointing out that their Bia is also not considered a regular Bia. It's not considered Maisa Bia. and therefore it's not considered Gilui Arayos. So then these Maisi Rai brings another proof, the Parach Bepen Tor Mora, Ha Esther Befer Hesya Havya. So Esther was Befer Hesya. Esther was with Achashverosh, even though she was married to Mordechai. Achashverosh was a non-Jew. And the Gemara says a whole discussion, the Gemara in Sanhedrin there, the Velo Parach Ha Esther Gilui Arayos Havya. So why didn't the Gemara ever say, isn't Esther Gilui Arayos? She's married to Mordechai. It never asked that question. It was never concerned with her being Gilui Arayos. Why not? Mashma, from there, the Mishum Arayos Lahavi Mechaiva. We see from here that when it comes to other non-Jews, Bias Akum is not considered Gilui Arayos. And we tokach from this, Hitir Rabbeinu Tam Lebas Yisrael Shehmira. There's once a Bas Yisrael who went off the Derech. And Ba'ale Ovid Kochavim, and she had a relationship with a non-Jew. L'kayim Al-Oso Ovid Kochavim, Kishin is Gayer. So when that guy ended up converting, she was able to get married to that guy, or that ger now, the Loshayach Lememer, Echel Abal, Echel Aboel. So the halacha is that let's say she was married and she went off the derech and she was with another man while still being married, but she didn't really care about being married to a Jewish man. She was with another man, a guy. And then she ended up coming back and then that guy ended up being converting. She ended up getting divorced to her first husband. So normally, the halacha is if a woman's with another man, and she's just with another man, she's usher to stay married to her husband, and she can never get married to the baal either. Usher the baal, usher the baal. But in the case of the guy who converts, Rabbeinu Tam permitted her to marry the guy when he converted, even though he was the baal at the time when she was married, because Bias Akum is not considered the regular dinim of Gilui Arayos. What? Also very good question. Very good question.
It's like he's not a guy anymore. He's not the same person.
Exactly. That might be another heter. Rabbeinu Tam is working with the heter that the Bias Akum was not considered Bias Akum, not a Bia, and he's not considered a Boel.
This is something else, something very interesting, that on this big three, which is Gilui Arayot, is not considered as Gilui Arayot, as Mikivan Shelo Hi Ha'osai Peulat Aisur Eina Chayevet Limsor Et Nafsha.
So which line are you, sorry?
No, I'm talking from the Oscar.
Okay, yeah.
At Perush.
I think it's later in Tosfos.
What? Oh, it says that in Tosfos?
It could be.
She's not the one that actually doing the action because it was forced on her, or it's in illness. She's not chayav in, Therefore, it's not chal.
So Tosfos continues all this. Yeah, okay. Let's continue. So that's first answer of Rabbeinu Tam, that Bias Akum is not considered Bia. We still have 15 minutes. May as well go through this great Tosfos. So then Tosfos says, Bias Mitzri Dehavya Kabias Behema. We view a Bias Gnach as a Bias Behema. Now, in response to that, ain't near the Rivam. The Rivam argues, and not true. Deha Ayde Bias Avoid Kachavim Nesar Labaila. He thinks through a Bias Akim, it will answer her to her husband. Kedamar Hach, like it says here, Dikaprutos. The Gemara clearly says here that we have to teach the people that's Mutter. So there's still going to be Prutos who are going to enjoy it and going to be usher to husband. Isn't a hegemon a guy? So we see from here that a hegemon with a Jew is going to ask to her. They arrive from our Gemara. Uper ka'isha nis armala. Later on, gavi ha'isha shenech b'sha ben ha'uv d'chav. A woman is held captive among goyim. Armina de beratzon asher l'bayla. And we say if she did beratzon, then she's going to be usher to her husband. And seemingly the captives are going to be non-Jewish. Amr Nami ben Megillah, Gemara says, in Daf Tes Vav Amin Alf, during all the Agadatas there, reading the Pesukim, Kasher Vati Yavati, what does that mean, says the Pesuk in Megillah, Kasher Vati Min Beis Abba, Avati Mimcha. So says the Esther, just like I'm lost from my father's house, I'm an orphan, I'm now also lost to you, Mordechai, my husband. Why has she lost him? Amr Lagave Baila Lo Chashiva Bilas Mitzri, Gibias Behema. So she's ushered to him, because since she went with Achashverosh, she now ushered to her husband Mordechai. And we see from here, we do not view the Bias Akum as a Bias Behema. It's actually viewed as a real Bia, and we'll ask her. Hu adin leboel. Avgav dein dunus lebehema, vein Bias Behema, poses. Okay, fine. Okay, so should we do that other one? Maybe we'll stop here. I think we did, that's enough. The second half of Tosfos talks about what you're mentioning, what's called Karka Olam, where Esther is playing a very passive role in that respect, and therefore that's not why the Gemara doesn't consider Gilui Arayos, because now we're assuming the Rivam that Bias Akum is Gilui Arayos. So what about Esther? How is that permitted? Since Esther was Karka Olam, she was being very, very passive, so then she's considered, wasn't considered a Maisa Bia at all from her perspective. Okay. Back to the Gemara now. Gemara now says, so this is basically what you guys were asking. So if we're upholding this whole gzeira to get married on Wednesday, just so if his tainus basulim to be able to wake up the next morning, let's preserve her dignity and let her get married on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. So the Gemara says, l'akre gzeira. So why not just uproot the entire gzeira and there should be no need to get married on Wednesday and let them get married on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. So the Gemara says, because avida de betela, v'tekanta derbanim mekam gzeira l'akrinam. Because the gzera is ultimately going to be uprooted. Like we know throughout history, gzeras of the goyim never exist. It may exist for long times, but they're not eternal. As opposed to the dinei chachamim, we're never going to uproot. It seems to be an issue of principle. We can't start putting down our guard and allowing getting rid of that gzera and that gzera because of the goyim. That's going to undermine our whole system. We have to stay strong, as uncomfortable as it is, and lack of dignity as there is. We have to keep the tekanos chachamim in place. What?
And then
right. They didn't protest. They didn't want to weigh in their opinion because they want to preserve the Tekanos Chachamim, because I think more the sake of principle. You're right. When you break it down to the bones, it seems somewhat weird that for 3 days of preparation, she should lose her own dignity. But it's really for the overall principle of Chachamim standing their ground. That seems to be what the Gemara is saying.
Which they not.
What? No. That's taking a more passive approach. They're like turning out. They're turning a blind eye. They're just saying, we're not looking what's going on. We're not going to make a big deal. What's going on? You do what you want. They understand the sensitivities. But at the same time, because of principle, they can't come out openly and say to uproot. So Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, Bishlishi Nami Asi Ubal. So if that's the case, so once they start getting married on Tuesday, so then the Hegemon's going to start realizing that everyone's getting married on Tuesday. So isn't that going to lead to that Tuesday be the new day of Sakana? So we should uproot Tuesday also. The Gemara says, no, misveka lo akar nafshe. We don't know that. It hasn't happened yet. So we're not going to say, because of a possibility, they're going to start realizing not to, they should start having a custom of getting married not on Tuesday either. Because of that suffix, we don't do that. So then the Gemara says, ubisheni lo yichnos v'machmas honis mutter. My onus. And the Brisa said, on Monday, a person should not get married. But if they do get married, it's mutter. So my onus. What's the onus? If it's because of an onus, it's mutter. What's the onus here? If it's the same onus before of the hegemon, so why change the word? Before we referred to the hegemon as a sakana, now referring to the hegemon as an onus, so it can't be that onus. Visu, moreover, hasam nagu, there it says in response to the sakana, they were noeg, but hacha it says mutter, it's a different language being used. So it can't be the, we're talking about the case of the hegemon. So what onus are we referring to here? So a different type of onus, says the Gemara. Amarava, Damri Sar Tzva Balair. The general came to the city. So what's the significance of the general coming to the city? So Rashi explains, Sar Tzva Balair. The Chatfu Tzar Chesuda Me'asher Yimso. He's going to take away all the food for himself and his army. So you're gonna, all the preparation that went in, so it's gone. So to avoid that from happening, the general's coming to town. He's going to wipe out our Suda. Let's eat now. Let's have the Chasana now. So Gemara says, Hechidami, what's the case? E da asi v'chalif la'akif. Rashi says v'chalif la'achar revi la'akif ad yom revi shal Shabbos haba. So if he's going to stick around till after Wednesday, so then just wait until the next Wednesday. E da asi v'chalif la'akif. We stick around until Wednesday, but didn't all the preparations already happen?
But then we're getting into the other issue that we did in the first page.
Oh, if he comes from Yom Ravi, he comes on Wednesday. Oh, if he just comes and goes, he's passing through. So then, in Echanami, just push it off a week. Our situation is where Lo Tzricha D'Asiv Kava. He comes and just sits. We have no idea when he's leaving. So I'm coming for a few months. So then you're afraid every time you start preparing for the Suda, he's going to come and take advantage of it. So now let's get married before. Whatever we have done now, let's just have the Suda and have the Chasana right now before. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Bishlishi Mia Lichnos. So this is going on the same case, I guess. So when the Sar Tzva comes to the city, on the Wednesday, I guess we're assuming he comes on Wednesday, let them get married on Tuesday. Why push it off all the way till Monday? So assuming it comes on Revi. So the Gemara says, Asvarva Dide Begimokasu. His whole, his army, all the soldiers come beforehand, they come on Wednesday rather. No, they come on Tuesday. He comes on Wednesday. There's a whole procession that takes place. So when he comes on Wednesday, you have to push it off already 2 days beforehand to Monday. That's why they got married on Monday. So that's the onus we're talking about, where the Tsar Tzva, where the general and his whole army comes to town. So then the Gemara says, no. Ibai Seima, I'll give you another explanation of what the onus is. We're not going to go through all of it right now because that goes on to the next page. But another explanation of what the onus might be on Monday. What's your onus? Says the Gemara, Ibai Seima, my machmas onus. Let's say all the bread's made, all the animals are shechted, all the wine's ready to go. But then suddenly, on Monday, Sunday night, let's say, the father of the chasen dies, or the mother of the kala dies. Then you have to we'll do the rest tomorrow, but what happens is that we have a problem now, because if you're supposed to get married on Wednesday, so you can't push a burial off. They died Sunday night, so you have to bury them Monday morning, or even Sunday night in Yerushalayim, and then they're going to be Avelim. And when you're in Avel, you can't get married. So that means you can't get married on Wednesday, you have to push off a whole other week. So instead what we do is, we delay the burial for a few hours, let them get married on Monday, because now they're onus, no other choice, get married on Monday, against the Takana of Wednesday. They get married Monday, and then after they do married, have Bias Mitzvah, and then they're able to bury the father or mother, and then they could sit Shiva, and they have a Sheva Brachos. Everything we'll discuss tomorrow, how the whole Seder goes. Okay. Should we do a 5-minute review? I like that. I'm going to do a 5-minute review. So we start off in the beginning of the Daf, trying to understand how the Chachamim could come along and say that even though it should be a good get, when the case of Onus, Rava says it shouldn't be, we shouldn't apply Onus, let the get be Chal. That means Midaraya says she's really an Eshizit, she's really married. But Chum said, let there be a get anyways, and she's free. How can be Okadav from the Torah? So the Gemara ends up saying, Afkina Rabbanan L'Kedusha Minei. They uprooted the Din Deraisa, the Kesef Kedushim. And they said the Kesef Kedushim was simply Hefker based on Hefker. It was never Kedushim in the first place. Or so what about B.S.? What about the Bia? How could you uproot the Bia? They said they're Mashre the Bia as a B.S. Nus, so there was never a marriage in the first place. That's what they're doing. They retroactively uprooted the the mitzvah of Kedushin. They were never married. Then the Gemara took a different approach of Onus Lagidin. In this Ikadami, Rava says there is Onus Lagidin and went through the whole line of questioning as we saw from yesterday's daf. And the Gemara, same exact thing, and we conclude in Tosos that we paskin like Lishnakama that Ain Onus Begin. Then the Gemara had said that this whole discussion of Yom Revi, that they have to get married Yom Revi, is only true when they sat on Monday and Thursdays only. But if you come to a situation like before Tekanas Ezra, if there's such a place now that sits every single day of the week, then Ein Echanan, you could get married on any given day that you want, because you could always go the next morning to Beis Din. I wanted to know, where do you find the source of 3 days of preparation? So we found the rice of the Shakta, the Chacham wanted that there to be 3 days to prepare for the Suda, so it's a covered chasana for both the chasin and the kala. And then the Gemara went to analyze the Brice that said, B'shas ha-sakana ve'ilech, the times of sakana, that you're allowed to get married, there was a minog to get married on Tuesday instead, and the Chum never protested. And that was a situation where the Haglund said, anybody who gets married must have beer with me first. So in order to avoid that, many families had the custom to get married on Tuesday, the Chum didn't protest. The Gemara wanted to know, why not simply teach the women that it's not going to be us, they won't be us with their husbands, this way won't be any fight, won't be any sakana, no one will be in danger. Because the Prutas are going to do it willingly, and when it's done beratzon, they'll be in fact usher to the husband. And when it comes to Nashis Kohen, even Beones, they're still going to be usher to their husband, and they're going to fight as much as possible, and it will lead to a sakana, even if they teach him its mutter.
You're going to even to make snorts into Prutas, because they're going to do it willingly.
Possibly also, yeah, that's also a concern. And then the Gemara ended up saying that maybe you should uproot the entire institution of having to get married on Wednesday. Let them get married on a Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And then the Gemara responded, because the Chum have a certain principle, they will never give up a takana in the face of a gzeros of the Goyim. And then finally we had that the case of Ones was a situation where the general came to town, they're going to rummage through and take all the food. They're concerned that they take all the preparations, so then we allow them to get married even on Monday to avoid the Sar Tzva, to take all the food. Or we suggested the Gemara that it was a situation of Velus where someone had suddenly died, a mother or a father, so that you could get married on Monday before the Kvura takes place and a Velus sets in. Okay, Shkoyach, everybody have a wonderful...